Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning. This is Spartacus, and we'll be here from 9 a.m. to noon weekdays. You can find me on social media. I'm WGN King John. I will ask all of my colleagues here at WGN Radio this morning to conclude each announcement, sports, traffic, weather, news with, instead of saying, I'm Dave N at WGN Sports, I'm Mary Vandeville, WGN Traffic's, pause and say, I am Spartacus. Mary, let's go to you first. Just wrap up the traffic report, and then let's hear how that sounds.
I am Spartacus in WGN Traffic Central.
Dave Ennett, WGN Sports. See, I am. You just said that, John.
But you can't say.
That's what you
can't
said.
Say your name.
You're not supposed to say your name, though.
You said.
Well, I was just referring to those of you that'll be doing it. So, like, say, and they won the game. All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
I am Spartacus, WGN Sports.
Yeah. Wait, can I end mine over?
Okay.
It really is a matter of life or death. Yeah, you know, I have to say that was Spartacus.
The newsroom has a certain measure of decorum. I don't know if Steve's going to play along or not.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Decorum.
103 I'm Spartacus, years. WGN News.
103. Not bad. That's a good run, sir. Survived a helicopter crash like 30 years ago and just kept on ticking. Kirk Douglas, we're talking about, of course, born Isser Danilovich, December 9th, 1916. He was born before World War I. Became an international star through positive reception for his leading role as an unscrupulous boxing hero in Champion in 1949. I am too young to ever have appreciated Kirk Douglas. Right? So when I was coming up, growing up and watching movies and falling in love with movies, Kirk Douglas is already an old guy. but he sure did have a good run. In 1955, I'm reading from his wiki page, he established Brinna Productions, which began producing films as varied as Paths of Glory in 1957 and Spartacus in 1960. In those two films, he collaborated with the then relatively unknown director, a young guy named Stanley Kubrick. Douglas has been praised for helping to break the Hollywood blacklist by having Dalton Trumbo write Spartacus with an official on-screen credit. Imagine, but that was a big deal that you would actually acknowledge the guy. I'll review more of his notes here from his very interesting life a little later on. Kirk Douglas passes away at the age of 103. Just back to the bio of Kirk Douglas, passed away yesterday at the age of 103, received 3 Academy Award nominations, an Oscar for Lifetime Achievement, and he too is a recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He wrote 10 novels and memoirs. He's number 17 on the American Film Institute list of the greatest male screen legends of the classic Hollywood cinema, the highest ranked living person on the list until his death. After barely surviving a helicopter crash in 1991 and then suffering a stroke in 1996, he focused on renewing his spiritual and religious life. He lived with his second wife of 65 years, Anna Biden's a producer, until his death on February 5th, 2020, at the age of 103. A centenarian, he was one of the last surviving stars of the Hollywood Golden Age. Passes away at the age of 103. So well done, sir. But, you know, he was a recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And, of course, that's been in the news a little bit these days because Rush Limbaugh was awarded that by President Trump. And I was thinking about the people who have and have not received it over the years. So Kirk Douglas is in 1981. Jimmy Carter gave it to him. Yes or no, Dave Ennett? Michael Jordan is a recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, I'm going to say no.
Correct answer is yes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Charles Barkley.
I will say no.
The correct answer is no. Mother Teresa.
I would hope so.
You do not have to be a U.S. citizen.
Then yes.
Bill Cosby.
Yes.
Yeah. To which Barack Obama was asked about that, and he said there's no precedent for rescinding a Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is just a really unfortunate conversation for everybody involved. But somebody said maybe we ought to yank that one away from him. And they said they're not going to do that. Tiger Woods is a recipient. I think we all knew that. Joe Biden is a recipient. Barack Obama gave it to him. Barack Obama's not a recipient because the current president is about isn't about to lay that on his head. Emilio Estefan. Yes or no?
Emilio Estefan.
Who is Emilio Estefan? One of the Brat Packs. He's a Hollywood.
Estevez, isn't it?
Emilio Estevez?
So, or is it? Are we talking about two different
Sheen.
People?
Martin Sheen's son.
Martin Sheen's son.
Yeah.
Okay. How about him?
Is that the
Why?
Same person?
You know, I'm not sure now because I was looking it up and I saw Gloria Estefan.
I thought it was Gloria's husband.
Gloria won. Son? Gloria is a recipient.
About, then we're talking about two different people.
And then right underneath it said Emilio. And did I miswrite Estefan or is it Estevez? I'll have to go back on that one. Elvis, yes or no?
No.
No.
Steve, you want to play?
I'm going to say yes.
Correct answer is yes.
Yeah. Oh.
I believe Richard Nixon gave it to him.
Oh, that's right, because wasn't he an FBI agent?
That's right. So before you decide that these are the wackiest times ever, just keep some of this in mind. Oprah?
Yes.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
That's a correct answer. Reverend Jesse Jackson?
Yeah.
Yes.
Baseball slugger Reggie Jackson?
No.
New York Yankee, very famous, very popular in his day.
Yeah.
Was an excellent spitter, I'll add, but I don't think that really has any bearing on his recipient receiving the award. Correct answer is Reggie Jackson, no.
Oh.
So some, you know, famous one-name people. You got Elvis, you've got Oprah, Farrah Fawcett?
No.
Correct answer is no. Madonna?
No.
Correct answer. That was Mary. That was Mary actually voting, not guessing.
Yeah.
Correct answer is no for Madonna.
How about Cher? Since we're going with one name.
I here. Would give it to Cher.
Yeah?
Just because she was awesome, but I don't think... Well, actually, the reason that you do get it, I haven't even mentioned, and I will after the news. We'll get into all of that in just a couple of minutes. Elif's in my ear. We got to take a break. Is that correct? And first, before we take the break, we need to hear from our friend Walter Jacobson, who has advice for the Chicago Bears on the heel of the Super Bowl. Morning, it's John Williams. Normally at this time, we play a flashback from yesterday's show. Here's the flashback from yesterday's show. I'll make it a little quiz. Tell me whose voice this is and what they were talking about.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Who was that? Let's do it again. Producer Elif in 3, 2, 1, woof.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Who was so excited about what from yesterday's show? Maybe let's just give it a little breath here, and maybe you'll recognize the voice.
Oh, I'm so excited.
312-981-7200. Call in, and if you know, you'll win absolutely nothing. 312-981-7200. The first person with the correct answer wins nothing.
That seems fair.
Yeah, then why can't we guess?
312-981-7200. Who was that, and what were they so excited about? It was actually a delightful conversation, I thought, and I hope you enjoy it. We'll actually replay it, I think, on my Saturday show, because it was kind of fun. Line one has the correct answer. James, you're on WGN Radio. Good morning, James. How are you?
Good morning, King John. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for listening to WGN. Who was that from yesterday's show?
Oh, Barry Manilow, of course.
Yeah.
Look at that, man.
And what was he excited about?
I think he was more excited about composing and happy that he could still perform for us, the public.
He said he was proudest to be a composer. I'll accept that as the right answer. But the thing that he was really excited about was that I had just told him that he was the correct answer to a question in the New York Times crossword puzzle on Sunday. And when I said that, he said, "I am so excited!" Like this guy, this is a guy with Grammys and, you know, a pretty good life. But boy, oh boy, you're the correct answer in the New York Times Sunday crossword puzzle. And he was very thrilled. And you're right about Copacabana. The clue was like 1975 Copacabana hitmaker. And when you hear this song, you just want to start. He said that when this song was presented to him, he didn't think it was going to go anywhere.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl.
Everybody dance!
Yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down her there. She would merengue and do the cha-cha. And while she tried to be a star, Tony always tended bar across the crowded floor. They worked from 8 till 4. They were young and they had each other. Who could ask for
everybody
more at the Copa?
Bet you download that later today. That is an awesome song. That is a lot of fun. Let's go to producer Elif.
Okay, so when we first booked Barry Manilow, I thought this name sounds really familiar. This is huge, I'm sure. So I went and I realized that Copacabana was by him, and of course I know that song. Everyone knows it.
Yeah.
And I started listening to it more, and then a few days later, I was watching a TV show, and the song was playing in the background. It was just funny timing.
Isn't that funny how sometimes these things pop up a little bit later on? Like you see a word or some reference to something, and then Son of Gun, out of the blue, it appears the next day. That song is now going to be a little earworm for you, and I apologize for it, but it's a good one. One last note about the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That's going to be our new news click. We'll ask you... Rush Limbaugh received the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Good choice, he deserves it. Bad choice, he doesn't deserve it. That'll be the new news click. Yesterday's news click was about Nancy Pelosi tearing up the State of the Union speech. You had three options, and the one that got the most votes was C. It was bad form. She shouldn't have done that. But just under that, at 39%, you said perfect. And then 21% said, I feel that way too, but she shouldn't have. So put another way, 61% of you said she should not have done that, and 39% of you said that it was a perfect statement. Okay, so the new news click will be about Rush Limbaugh receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Here's a quick quiz for you guys. This person hosted a show on WGN Radio and received the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Who was that?
Ross Perot?
No. Wait, Ross Perot hosted a show on this station?
Yeah. The Ross Perot Show.
Are you serious?
Yeah, back in the...
Where was I?
I don't know. It was in the right after he ran, so it would have been mid-90s.
A little syndicated show or something like that?
Remember? Do you remember a guy named Chris Bly? He used to fly down to Dallas every week.
I remember that part of the story.
Yeah.
The correct answer is... Anyone? Paul Harvey. Good day.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Harvey. Rumsfeld, yes or no? Recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Donald Rumsfeld. Correct answer is yes. Dick Cheney, yes. Yeah. Bill Clinton,
yes.
Yes.
He got a he got his with Ernie Banks.
Oh, no kidding!
And
really?
Oprah Winfrey.
Little kind of Chicago contingent there, right?
Did Dick Cheney was his given by President Trump?
I think it was given by. Well, it wouldn't have been Obama. Oh no, I know. It was Dick Cheney got his. Much earlier in his career.
Oh, okay.
And then that, and it might have been by Ford. I'll have to go back and look at that. But it's just kind of interesting to see. And by the way, the criteria for which one gets the Presidential Medal of Freedom is this. I'm reading from Wikipedia. The Presidential Medal of Freedom and the Congressional Gold Medal are the highest civilian awards of the United States. The Presidential Medal seeks to recognize those who have made a, quote, especially meritorious contribution to the security or national interests of the United States, world peace, cultural or other significant public or private endeavors. In other words, whoever you want. The award, actually, that's not anybody, but it's written broadly enough that you could put Bill Cosby in there and Dick Cheney in there and Elvis Presley in there.
Well, yeah, but you dashed my hopes.
Why is that?
Well, I don't think I qualify now.
Well, let's just see, Steve. Have you contributed to national security? No.
No.
National interests? I think arguably. World peace? Not so much. Cultural or other significant private or public endeavors? I'll bet you've done something publicly or privately that was good for America. The award is not limited to U.S. citizens. It can also be awarded to military personnel. It was established by John F. Kennedy in 1963. people are wearing those masks everywhere, surgical masks. And I'm happy for you if that makes you feel better. But weirdly, it makes me feel worse. When I see somebody coming with a mask, I almost want to move to the other side of the sidewalk. And guess what? The things are selling out. This from an Axios story. It says, in New York and Chicago, the face masks are quickly selling out. California, too. The biggest thing I'm seeing, according to a Manhattan pharmacist who spoke to the New York Post, is that people are buying all of the masks and sending them to relatives in China. 560 people killed worldwide by the coronavirus. Over 28,000 people worldwide sick from the coronavirus, 12 in the United States, which means we are way overreacting. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says there's no need for everybody to panic, but literally that announcement makes people panic a little bit. We sent our Maya Dunson out to check into some of the drugstores in the area and see how sales are. Maya, it's John. You're on the air. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Where are you right now?
So I'm at the CVS on Columbus, and I actually spoke to the pharmacist, and she told me the store is sold out, and the CVS warehouse is actually all sold out.
The warehouse is sold out?
Mm-hmm, and this has been for at least 2 weeks now.
So you couldn't get one even if you waited. I mean, I presume that they don't expect they're going to get any at that one store anyway, huh?
Yeah. She told me that possibly if you went to the CVS in the suburbs, you could get a face mask, but she doubts it.
Well, so you're at the CVS, and you said, are you at the one on Lake, did you say?
On Columbus.
Oh, on Columbus. Okay. Well, there's another one, I think, on Lake, and then there's a Walgreens over by Tribune Tower. If you're walking around downtown, would you swing by a couple of those other places for us?
Of course.
There's another CVS right at Michigan, by the 225 North Michigan building. It connects through the Pedway under this building.
Yeah.
So,
Maya, there's a Farmer's Fridge under the Pedway, too. Would you bring me up some lunch?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I would take a chicken and avocado wrap, if you don't mind. Elif, are you hungry?
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, tuna sandwich sounds good.
Are you buying?
She's not buying.
No, you.
Oh, am I buying? Hello. Yes, I will buy everybody's lunch today. Listen, Maya, just swing by some of the other stores. That's interesting. And I don't know what those things cost. Do you? I don't suppose it's relevant at that store. I couldn't pay for one anyway. Get me a price on one of those, too, when you get a chance, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
We'll talk to you in the next half hour. Just do a little cursory tour of the downtown and let us know, all right?
All right.
From the WGN Radio Newsroom. Thanks, Maya. That's Maya Dunson just checking in with the face masks.
Don't you feel like you could just make your own? I mean, I feel like I could just get a cloth and, you know, make my own mask.
I think you're onto something there, Mayor.
Yeah, just some cotton cloth, you know?
I mean, really, it's a sort of cursory barrier between you and everybody else.
No, they said not every mask works.
Well, what is it made of?
Weren't you paying attention during the earlier hysteria?
Not really.
The last time they sold out was when the H1N1 virus hit worldwide, and so people started wearing those. Listen, do whatever makes you feel comfortable, but really, I just keep thinking of what Dr. Kevin Most told us. Worldwide, how many people will get influenza this year? Anybody remember that number? Worldwide, how many people will contract the flu this year? 1 billion. 1 billion. We have 12 people in the United States, a country of, what, 330 million, who have contracted the virus. So, and they've all pretty much been, well, I can think of the two, either come from China or been living with somebody who recently came from China. So you can probably guess what your odds are of getting it, depending on who you are and where you're going. Dean wanted to say something. Hey, Dean, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, John. Nice to talk to you.
Likewise.
John, I am a construction worker, and face masks are plentiful at Home Depot, Menards, all the big box stores. Plenty of face masks. I use them every day.
You know, that's so funny now that you mention. I mean, you're in the painting supplies area, I suppose you are, right?
Yeah, they're good ones. There's plenty of selection to choose from, but yeah, cheap ones, good ones, respirators.
This is very helpful. All right, thank you for the heads up on that, Dean. I got to run, but I'm really glad you're listening. Thanks for calling in.
John, every day. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Strangest headline this morning, Trump slams Democrats and Romney. Wait for it. At the National Prayer Breakfast, he's speaking at 11 o'clock this morning about his now post-impeachment period. He has a speech or a few things to say, and we'll carry that live here on WGN at 11 this morning. We'll continue to follow. I wonder, this is what Steve Bertrand was probably alluding to, not all masks are the same. Maybe the one you get at Home Depot when you're painting and sanding is not the one you pick up at Walgreens.
Or the one you make with paper mache.
Well, that was Mary's idea, and I didn't think it was
I could make millions.
Little D.
Sell them on Etsy.
Yeah, there you go.
Little 1008, this is WGN, so members of Congress are making their statements after the vote yesterday on the impeachment. The president gets his turn, and you'll hear that here on WGN Radio at 11 or shortly thereafter. Whenever he strolls up to the microphone, Nancy Pelosi is getting her turn. Members of the Senate are speaking as well. For those of you following the political scene out of Iowa, they still don't have the vote total on that. It's really like keeping track of the playoffs when one team is in and one team is out. The scoring on this is so complicated. We've asked an expert in that arena, and it's our own Dave Ennett.
97% of the votes have been counted. It's still too close to call in Iowa. Mayor Pete has 550 votes. Bernie Sanders, 547. That's a difference of 0.15% of the vote total. Then it's Warren, Biden, and Klobuchar. Klobuchar is the last of the lead pack with just under half the Mayor Pete total. With 0%, it's Michael Bennett. We don't know who he is either. I am Spartacus.
Thank you. By the way, Steve Bertrand, did you get the memo? Everybody locks out of their segments with I am Spartacus today.
Why?
Elif, will you get the I am Spartacus scene for us, the edited version, please? In 3, 2, 1. Woof.
The terrible penalty of crucifixion has been set aside on the single condition that you identify the body or the living person of the slave called Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus!
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 They're not going to out Spartacus. It's wall for one and one for all. Although when I've thought about that scene in the past, I thought the first guy didn't know. Like one guy goes, all right, I'll take it for him. I'm Spartacus. And if that was me, I would have gone, looked around and go, okay, you guys, I need your help here. I don't want to be the only one saying that.
So that makes me think of a Super Bowl commercial that used the scene from The Shining.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
They're here or whatever it was that.
It's Mountain Dew or whatever. It was a beverage.
Bryan Cranston, yeah. And the director of it or the creator of it said, you know, that most of the people who saw that ad never saw the movie.
Oh, really?
But the scene is big enough to where they understood it and recognized it.
Agreed.
I mean, I've never seen Spartacus. Have you? That's another one of the examples of that.
No.
People I know the line and everything, but nothing about the
scene.
Movie.
I know that. That's the only thing I know about Spartacus,
right.
Is I am Spartacus.
Right.
After that, I have no knowledge of it. Speaking of things I have limited knowledge about, so face masks are selling out worldwide, certainly in Chicago, because of the coronavirus, which has hit 12 people in the United States. We told you earlier, 28,000 people worldwide and 560 people have lost their lives because of the virus. And so some of you are saying, well, I know where you can get the masks. It's at hardware stores. Hey, Rich, do you know anything about that? You're on the air.
Yeah, as I said, in the loop, if you can't find them in any of the drugstores, I would say, not I'm trying to plug them, they're the only hardware store I know, though, would be the Home Depot in the South Loop. Get a painter's mask, because honestly, they tend to fit better, they filter better, because you definitely don't want to inhale lead particles when you're sanding old paint. And the masks I see some people getting, they're just that rectangular strip. Well, guess what? Unless you don't have a nose, that's not going to seal you real good. You're going to have big gaps. Whereas the painter's masks, they're like a triangle shape, so they cover your mouth and your nose. And a lot of them even have a little metal strip that once it's on, you could bend it to the shape of your nose and get it to seal even tighter.
Ryan Burrow in the newsroom says that actually limiting the sale of masks at Home Depot as well to 10.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So all the more evidence that that's a good place to go for them, or at least people are going there. But, you know, it's funny because it does seem like you're using a face mask for one purpose, for another purpose, does it translate? But I can't imagine it doesn't. I mean, it's just a barrier. It's not medicinal. It's just a barrier. So I would imagine you've got a good idea there, Rich.
Yeah, that's what my mom used to use. She had asthma for years, and for the same reason. They fit better, and they tend to block out more of the outside air.
Hmm. I really appreciate you listening, Rich. You have a real good day today.
Yep.
Now, germs are just little tiny baby things. And it would seem to me that if one of them lit upon your face mask, there's, you know, maybe sufficient barrier there that they don't climb through the cotton strips and things like that. Mary is making her own face masks with the WGN call letters on the front of them. And they're selling them at WGNradio.com/facemasks.
And Etsy.
Yeah, and Etsy. I suppose you could make reusable ones, right?
Yeah, toss pretty them in ones, the wash after a colors, while. Different colors, fabrics, different ribbons to hold them up, straps. Yeah, put some sequins on them.
The biggest thing I'm seeing, said somebody to the New York Post, is people buying them and sending them to China. Maybe that's why they're limiting them to 10 at Home Depot. You think 10 of them would get you through? I don't know. If you wear one once, do you throw it away, or can you wear it again and again and again? How often can you wear I was thinking about underwear, I'll be honest with you. How often...
Yeah, can you wash the masks?
You're talking about underwear or masks?
Masks.
Masks? Yeah, I don't think you can, but I would think if you wore it, you know, for a stroll down Michigan Avenue, you wouldn't have to throw it away, would you?
No, I bet you now that they're in such demand, people are wearing them over and over and over.
Speaking of underwear, some people do wear their underwear and then throw them away. I've heard of that phenomenon, and I'm also mystified.
What?
But yeah, sure. A lot of people
with a lot of money.
And socks. Some people do that with socks. This is a conversation we had, I don't know, a year ago or so. Some people wear socks once rather than wash them. They have more money than you and I do. They don't care about the biodegradability of them, although I suppose they are. But I'm telling you, that's a thing. I'm right about that, right? We sent our Maya Dunson from the WGN Radio Newsroom out to see if she could purchase some of those face masks everybody are talking about. Our lines have lit up, at least the text lines have, with people commenting about this. Maya, you're on WGN again. Good morning. Where'd you go to now, Maya?
So right now I'm at the CVS on in the Illinois Center on Michigan and Lake.
Right.
And they're sold out here too.
Wow, you're 0 for 2, aren't you? Any comment from them? Like, yeah, we've been sold out for a while. What are they telling you there?
Yep, they told me that they've been sold out for at least 2 weeks again. And this is the second pharmacist who said their warehouse is sold out of the face mask. So I'm not sure if that's just an Illinois-based warehouse or, you know, just nationwide.
But this is, I'm sorry, did you say you're at a CVS or Walgreens?
CVS.
Okay, so that's two CVSs in a row, yeah. Now, maybe if your next stop is at a Walgreens, we'll see what their situation is like, warehouse-wise anyway. 847 texted in Maya and said, John, I work at the Home Depot in Mount Prospect, and we've been sold out of all of the masks for 3 or 4 days already. I'm not sure how many other stores are sold out, but I know we are, the Home Depot in Mount Prospect. This one says, Amazon will have protective face masks back in stock February 17th. So that's, you know, almost a couple weeks away, that they say will offer, quote unquote, some protection. One of the face masks you can get is printed with the following words, I'm not sick, but you are. I'm not sure the comedy is the right thing we should be putting on these things, but some people evidently are. My son works for a large international science medical supplier. They have no masks left. The factory suppliers are in China. Actually, that's ironic. If they're made in China, maybe they don't even want to ship them here. But 0 for 2 at the store there. I wonder, did they, when you asked, they go, yeah, I'll bet they've been getting that question a lot, eh, Maya?
Yeah, she said they've been getting that question a lot. And she said she heard of some people going to, like, Lowe's or Menards and buying the masks that the construction workers wear, and that offers them some protection.
Yeah, we just got off the phone with a guy who said those actually fit more snugly. All right, well, do this, Maya. I'm sorry it's a lousy day today. It's very windy downtown. At least it stopped snowing.
Not cold, though.
Yeah. It's not too bad. So if you don't mind, stroll over to a Walgreens and report back to us, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Talk to you later. That's our Maya Dunson. I went to two Walgreens and one CVS on January 24th. They were sold out then. I had to pick my daughter up at O'Hare Terminal 5 on the same day the first O'Hare patient was announced. And I'm a germphobe. John, I'm worse than Rokan. I'm not sure that's possible.
I hope this isn't going to affect hospitals, you know, them running out.
Oh, yeah, right.
With the supplies.
Well, it's funny, Mary, because I think really the only reason they're running out is because they never anticipated they'd need that many, right? And I wonder if hospitals have similarly anticipated this. Maybe so, because at hospitals they're wearing face masks all the time, right?
And all the surgeries and everything.
But wouldn't you hate it if you went into surgery and you saw your doctor and he just had one of those Mary Vandeveld homemade masks?
Those are going to be awesome.
Hey, King John, the masks are good for bacteria, but what protection do they offer for viruses? Am I wrong? Right, viruses are smaller, and all the doctors we've talked to, and last week we talked to one a day, it seemed. All of the shows were very into this, and they all said it's not a bad idea. It's not foolproof, but literally the idea is just a physical barrier. Now, they didn't say that it's less helpful because they're viruses, though. Target and Wheeling is out. CVS store is out. Arlington Heights, Target, they're out. A lot of you have really been working on this. What were you thinking, Elif?
Something kind of crazy happened this week. My friend was supposed to go to Israel yesterday, and she was too anxious to go to an airport. So she postponed her trip to April.
Really?
Yeah, she was supposed to leave last night.
How would you describe your friend? Is she a germphobe? Is she, I mean...
I don't know if she's
not
a germaphobe.
Listening. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think she's a germaphobe, but I think that she has some anxieties, and this was one of them.
Think about that. If you are an anxious traveler, this boy sure makes it more complicated. But she wasn't going to Africa. She was going to Israel.
Yeah, but
or China, but she was going to Israel.
Was through O'Hare.
Yeah. Oh, so that was it. It wasn't the destination. She didn't want to go through O'Hare? Wow.
That was the tipping point.
Yeah. Well, she would have been at the international terminal, too.
Yeah, but, and that's...
I'm sorry. I'm just... You know, I don't suppose my wisdom on this is going to help anybody. Look, I'm planning on traveling in the fall, and we're going to be on a cruise ship, and I'm not loving the fact that there's another story in the news today about the passengers on a cruise ship being quarantined. They're not letting them off. Which to me is just another day on the boat, so I'm okay with that. but that
can happen with any illness on a boat, right? That's happened before.
Yeah, right.
I'm going on a trip in May. I'm not even thinking twice about it.
Well, maybe you should, Bucky.
No.
Maybe you should cancel that trip, Steve. Give full refunds to everybody at SteveBertrandTravel.com.
Maybe you should just shut your pie hole.
Yeah. SteveBertrandTravel.com. Where are you going, by the way? Is this the Scotland trip?
No, Dave Bennett's going to Scotland. We're still selling that one. But no, we're going to start in Madrid, go up to San Sebastian, then Bordeaux and Paris.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
If I could go anywhere, I'd go to Paris. We've been there a couple of times. And
I could set you up.
I think it's is a destination that... Here's the thing about Paris to me. It's a little like Chicago. It's a little like San Francisco or Washington, D.C. in that... If you go to that one place that it's famous for,
right,
all the other famous places are very nearby.
Right.
You know, the Louvre. You can walk from the Louvre to the Eiffel Tower. You can cross the Seine if you want. And Notre Dame is a stroll away as well, such as it is.
I think we're going to do a trip to Notre Dame. Yeah, Sweden later, too, in September.
Well, those sound like fun trips. And you talk about the... Why does this have international impact? Why are the stock markets reacting to it? Well, if people travel less, if businessmen and women decide not to go to and from different countries, the travel industry and tourism business are huge, and just all of the tentacles of something like this.
But, you know, we just have to think of things, and I know people get scared, but if you think of it rationally, how many people have gone in and out of airports in the U.S. only since this started, and... No one's gotten sick from that. Everyone who's gotten sick was in China or related to someone in China.
Right, or flew through China and was then in the United States. And the lady that came to O'Hare, her husband, I believe, has since contracted coronavirus.
I think there have been two cases like that.
But they were living together,
right,
so that makes sense. And by the way, they're okay, was the last report we had on them. I don't see the text. I may have just tossed it, but it was from somebody who said, this is making me crazy, John. Elif, pull it back up again. Search through our text line. It's the person who told us how many people have died in the last year from influenza, from the flu. How many people have died from the flu? And 540 lives are 540 tragedies. And 28,000 people getting sick, that's bad. They may be underreporting it in China, but compared to influenza and the flu, it's a drop. It's also 1025. Oh, one other quick note here. You know, the other day we were talking about how two hotels in Chicago, the Langham and the Peninsula, were noted as the top hotels in the world. The entertainment or the hospitality manager of the Langham Hotel is going to come by and tell us a little bit about how swell that place is. I want to do a radio tour of that joint. Now, I know what you're thinking, John. The reason you decided to do that was because maybe he will say, hey, listen, why don't we put you and Brenda up for a couple of nights at the place so you get to know what the place is like? It's the same reason that a lot of the jocks in town used to have chefs on, because they'd always then bring food or give them food when they went to the restaurant. I'm not that kind of guy.
I'll take the room.
But I was thinking if he said, hey, love the interview, why don't we put you up for a night? That would have been very difficult to say no to. It's also the reason why we're not interviewing the director of the Best Western. It's 1026. This is WGN. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Elif, did you find that number yet? I know you're still looking and you do see it? Throw your mic on and tell us what that is. What did that guy say?
That person said the flu is so much worse than the coronavirus. I'm not saying it can't get worse, but there is absolutely no comparison. Look at the numbers. In the USA, 180,000 hospitalized and 10,000 dead from the flu in the 2019 to 2020 flu season.
Do that last line again. That's amazing.
In the U.S., 180,000 were hospitalized and 10,000 died from the flu in the 2019-2020 flu season.
12 people have been afflicted and none have died in the United States with coronavirus. You can't get a face mask in this town. Poor Maya's out trying to find one for us. Among your observations about this coronavirus, somebody, it's kind of funny, isn't it, noted that in China, they can build a hospital in 2 weeks. Why can't they build more face masks? Dr. Oz was on TV and said that the viruses are so small that those face masks don't do you any good unless they have a filter on them. And a couple of you have said that the observations we've been making about the coronavirus affecting business are interesting, and that restaurants and other Asian-centric businesses, Chinese restaurants and so forth, are seeing much lower business because of the scare. Nancy Pelosi said, quote, I don't know if the president understands about prayer. At the National Prayer Breakfast, he's airing his grievances about Mitt Romney and other people who he thinks done him wrong. The president gets to speak, and we will hear that at 11 o'clock today on WGN, I guess, post-impeachment. It seems to me like everybody's had plenty of opportunity to talk about that. I didn't know there'd be this wave of announcements and pronouncements, but here we go. Nancy Pelosi and others are taking their turn, and the president will get his as well. We'll hear some of that at 11 o'clock this morning. What else is I going to pass along here real quick? John, on those cruise ships, when they're quarantined, they have to stay in their rooms. And somebody else said that you are supposed to throw away your masks after you use them, those face masks that people are wearing to protect themselves from whatever germs are out there. By the way, I thought I was going to wake to more snow this morning. Demetrius Ivory is over at Channel 9 WGN-TV's weather room. Hey, Demetrius, how are you? Good morning.
Well, hey there. Very good morning. After kind of getting through the snow, not so bad, right?
I believe usually when I talk to you, I say something like, boy, it's terrible to talk to you, but this isn't, for once, it's not so bad to talk to you, at least not for me, but was it not worse south than maybe Indiana got it more?
Oh, yeah, and even portions of Cook County. We got 5 inches in Park Forest.
Oh, my. Oh, pardon me. Yeah.
So, portions of Hoffman Estates up to about 5 inches also.
Wow.
O'Hare's looks like it's going to hold up to around 2 inches of snow. And in Grundy County, up to 3.7. So, we're starting to get some, out there west. So there are some significant totals from last night.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess that is kind of the way you thought it would track. That is not as bad to the north and more so to the south and southeast.
Finally, a storm behaved after a number of them where it was tricky forecast. I hate to say complex system because that's...
All systems are complex.
Right. I mean, complex system is whenever I, well.
Whenever I'm not sure.
Yeah. That's what it is. Oh, it's a complex thing. Yeah. They're all complex. Yeah. But when you have the rain snow line involved in a system, that 32 degree line, then you could be looking at water or you could be looking at snow. And it's really tough. I tell people it's like forecasting a water hose that you turn on and you lay it on the ground and it flops around, you know. You kind of have to forecast going by where you think that hose is going to be.
That's interesting because I know exactly the scene you're talking about. Mm-hmm. That means I guarantee you some of you are going to get water, but some of you are going to get more and some of you are going to get less.
Exactly. And it's or we all could get less, which is the worst case scenario.
You guys need a graphic of God or Mother Nature or somebody up in the heavens with this giant hose, and it's just whipping around Chicagoland, and then you'll say that's the way the weather comes.
That's
folks.
How it goes. And we can give probabilities, which would be right on, but no one would understand that. You know, you have a 20% probability of 2 inches plus. People don't have no idea what that. They think that means not 2 inches plus, but that's not what it means. So
so this has moved on, and then is anything on the backside of this, or are we cloudy and at least not snowy for a while?
No, well, we're not done yet. We're looking at some lake effect snow. Little disturbances will continue to kind of rumble through. I got another inch to 2 inches coming our way before today and tonight are done. The snow's probably not going to let up until I'd say close to midnight, so it'll be off and on, kind of occasional type of thing. If you're someone who shovels and just is obsessed with having that beautiful cemented driveway look, it's going to be one of those days where you keep looking outside the window and saying, not again, just coatings from here and there.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, and then what about the high temperatures? I know Steve reviewed that, but it's still going to be along the freezing line there, right?
Yeah, I got 31 for O'Hare, so low 30s there, so certainly snow-producing numbers. And then tonight down into the mid-20s, and I think that's going to be, we'll really see the temperatures drop as we clear out after midnight. And then tomorrow back up to about 34. So we do start to melt away some of this snow quickly tomorrow.
Well, for once, it was a pleasure to talk to you today, Jimmy.
Let it snow.
Yeah. By the way, we're asking everybody that appears on the show today to close out with I Am Spartacus. So if you could give me something like, that's a look at the weather, I Am Spartacus, I'd appreciate it.
That's a look at the weather, I Am Spartacus.
He's the only one to have done it right.
Yes.
My boy, Demetrius, nice to talk to you. Take care.
Thank you. I watched the movie too many times. That's what it is.
I have never seen it. I just know that line. I know that scene. Really? Oh. Is it a good film?
It's a good film and the show. And then I watched the show. So there you go.
How is it that you're watching Spartacus? You're way too young for that.
Well, at one point I just got really into, I'm going to say old movies. Sorry if I hurt anybody's feelings. But I got into old movies and I remember I went to the library and came out with all type. Gone with the Wind, Casablanca, so many more of them. What's the Rosebud one?
Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane, there you go. She's like...
Nice, Mary. Thank you.
Yeah. So, there you go. I'm an old soul.
Well,
Mary's the oldest one in the room, so that makes sense.
Hey!
Mary was actually there for the filming.
John's just as old as me.
I truly am. By the way, so my Saturday producer is 27 years old. We were going over what we were going to do on the Saturday show, and he said, let's talk about Spartacus. I like that movie, and I so appreciate a person who, much after the fact, thought a good movie is still a good movie.
Yes. Yes, good movie is still a good, without all the effects, still a good movie.
But then I go back and watch 12 Angry Men, and I think it's a terrible movie. I mean, I'm like, oh, shoot. Michael Wilmington was the film critic for the Chicago Tribune for a long time. Mm-hmm. Sure knew his movies, and he thought that was one of the greatest movies ever. He was on with me one time, and I said, I don't understand that. It's slow, and it's boring, and he took such offense at that.
Oh, don't you?
Because... I don't know why he took offense to it, but I guess he couldn't believe that I didn't appreciate it. And if for some of us, it's hard to.
A lot of new movies are like that, where I'm like, this is terrible. And then they win Best Actor or whatever, and I'm like, okay.
Okay, well, the one that falls into that category for me, Demetrius, is Hustler, or Hustlers, you know, the Jennifer Lopez, all of them movie. I saw that, and I thought, I don't know what I thought I would get. Oh. I thought it'd be sexy or really intriguing. I thought it was terrible. And I know I'm an outlier on that. Everybody loves that movie, but it did not work for me.
You are not an outlier. That as soon as I read what that is, I said, no way. You never get those 2 hours back. So,
and the outrage that she didn't get nominated, I thought, yeah, it was a terrible movie, and I don't think she was great. It makes sense to me, but here again, other people feel differently.
There you go. I have a number of them like that. The people are going to hate me. A Star is Born. Oh, my gosh. I fell asleep twice, and then finally, when I finally made myself watch the rest of it, I thought there must be another hour left to this movie. It was so bad to me.
There was a spate of movies that came out about that time, about music, right? Like the one about Queen, the one about Elton John, the one about the guy that all the songs were Beatles songs. He recreated the
Yesterday.
Beatles
song.
I loved that.
She knows everything.
I loved that movie. But I thought finally that was saw so it. Much fun.
Didn't see it.
But the Bruce Springsteen movie I thought was terrible. The guy that channeled Bruce Springsteen. I thought this thing is terrible. And again, I guess everybody's got their own filter, right?
I guess so. Yeah. I think I'm going to watch some movies with you. I think you and I need to watch movies together.
Yeah.
But, you know, Hustler, whatever that is, no way.
Nice to hear you, my friend. I appreciate you helping us out today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Over at Channel 9, Demetrius Ivory is a meteorologist and cinephile. I didn't know. Somebody's going on a cruise in March. They say they're a little concerned. So the cruise line sent messages about the screening they will do and how certain passengers will not be allowed to board. Don't know how they're going to determine that. You can be contagious and not demonstrate the symptoms. My coworker, listen to this, though. From 630, their coworker's parents live in China. They were able to get the face masks in China. They sent 3 boxes of the face masks here to the United States to the coworker, and they were stolen en route, never got there. And Mary, maybe you and Olive can look up this. Just maybe your fingers are freer than mine right now, but some of you are telling me that if you go to eBay, Craigslist, and offer up, people are buying them and selling them at a big markup. 5 to 10 times the original price on eBay. I was thinking about that, and I thought, nah, people aren't that crazy or mercenary. What was I thinking? Of course they are. So Maya Dunson from WGN Radio News has just been testing this national story that in Chicago, New York, and California, they've sold out. She's 0 for 2 at drugstores downtown. But those were CVS stores. Where are you now, Maya?
Now I'm at Walgreens on Michigan.
What are you seeing there?
So they're sold out here, but the pharmacist told me that they could reorder more, and they should be in Friday or Saturday.
This will be like Popeye's chicken sandwiches. Stand in line now. And see if you can be the first to get some for us. So did they say, are they limiting the purchases? Didn't you tell me one of the stores was limiting them to 10? Or maybe that was one of our texters. But Friday at the Michigan Avenue Walgreens, they should get them, huh?
Yep. The pharmacist told me that they were in stock yesterday, but a group of people who she believes were tourists came in and bought the whole lot of them. And it was like $300 worth.
Yeah, you almost think you shouldn't let people do that, right? I mean, everybody needs them a little bit. Nobody needs them that much, really. So somebody came in and bought the whole store out. So Friday they're going to get more. Wow, interesting. All right, Maya, anything else to report from the Walgreens on Michigan Avenue?
Nope, that's about it.
Yeah. Thanks for your help this morning. Head on back or go get yourself a sandwich, but we appreciate your help this morning.
All right, no problem. It was fun.
Maya Dunson's from the WGN Radio Newsroom.
I just found some on eBay.
Yeah, Elif was looking online, too. What did you ladies find?
Yeah, I see that there's a box of 50. There's a 50-pack that's $46. There's a, it just says antiviral coronavirus Wuhan flu medical ships fast USA stock. I've never used eBay before, but this is $15.
Wait, 15? You said 46 for 50.
For a 50 pack.
Right.
And then I see a $16 pack of 10.
Well, somebody said they go for about a buck a piece, so that's in the ballpark. What are you looking at, Mary? Same prices?
Yeah, well, it's a 50 times 10 pack, so I guess 10 packs, you know, 50 10 packs for a starting bid of 100 on eBay.
Oh, starting bid.
Yeah. So if you got to bid on eBay, you have to bid.
Yeah, right, right, yeah. Right.
So it's always kind of a, you know, hit or miss thing on eBay.
I guess so.
Plus, you don't know if they're like, they say they're not used. They say new condition, but you never know.
You should not. You know what? I wouldn't even put that on there. Of course they're new condition. If you put new condition on there, it makes me doubt the fact that they're new condition. And now I don't want them.
Yeah. Condition. New.
New condition. Slightly used. What? You're going to give me a discount? You dope? That's not a good thing to put on there.
Then you get the message masks, though, you know, the ones that say keep germs away and do not disturb, $16.95.
Seriously, that's a thing. I've never seen them with messages, but somebody texted in the one that says, I'm not sick, but you are.
These are kind of cute. I mean, they're blue.
I don't think that's very funny. I'm not sick, but you are. Yeah. So here I am walking, looking at you, coming at me. What am I, going to burst into laughter? That's your funny message?
Yeah, this one says, do not disturb. Plus, it's an Asian actress wearing it. I mean, come on. That's really bad.
Well, maybe that's the market, although yeah. Americans want them too.
I see some Gucci, Chanel, swag, teeth. Yeah.
Oh, really? Where the teeth are printed on the front mm-hmm. or some designer label?
Like a vampire mouth.
Chris, you're on WGN. Thanks for calling in. What can we do for you?
Oh, hello. I was just pointing out that somebody pointed to me that Lysol disinfectant wipes already have the coronavirus on it. I thought this was a new virus, but it says one of the viruses, it says human coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, you mean it's effective against wiping that out, the coronavirus.
Right. It says it disinfects. So evidently that's not a new virus.
That's my understanding, too. I've never heard of it before.
It's
but I
a
think
different strain, I think.
Right. There's a half a dozen or so strains of it. But, yeah, it's not brand new, although maybe this one is. But, yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to point it out.
You have a good day, Chris.
Well, thank you.
Bye now. Frank wanted to say something about what's going on eBay. I think we're going to take Frank on, too. Hey, Frank, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hey, good morning, John. John, when you sell a product on eBay, some people will go to Costco and buy a tremendous amount of things in bulk and try to make a few dollars on eBay.
Yeah.
But when you go through the process of posting pictures, giving a description, eBay will actually ask you the condition of your product. So you check a box.
Oh.
Is it like new? Is it new? Or is it used? So people aren't just purposely saying that it's new. They actually are just following the steps when you post an item for bid, the condition that it's in.
Got it. Well, now, Frank, that makes more sense to me now.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate it. Did you get some, Frank? Have you bought some?
No, I have not, but what I like to say is that I am Spartacus.
Oh, boy, Frank. Frank, I should have asked the callers to do that, but I haven't. So thank you for starting that today.
Yeah, don't forget.
Okay, I won't. Whatever it is I'm supposed to remember. Thank you for the call. We didn't mention this, but I was going to when Dave Bennett was in. USA Today today posted their predictions for the baseball season earlier this week. So they've got a panel of sports writers at the USA Today, and I just jotted down what they said about the National League Central and the American League Central. The USA Today sports panel says that the White Sox will go 82 and 79. How many games in a baseball season? 162. Yeah, I've got this right. 83 and 79. 83 wins, two games over 500 for the White Sox. They say the Cubs will go 82 and 80, two games over.
Remember last year we were indignant by their predictions?
We were what by their predictions?
Indignant.
Yes, we were.
They were so under for the Cubs.
I know. Turns out they were kind of right. So let's see, 162. Yes, in other words, they say that the White Sox will win one more game this year than the Cubs. In the AL Central, they've got it going this way. Minnesota, Cleveland, and the White Sox. 1-2-3. Minnesota, Cleveland, and the White Sox. In the NL Central, they say it's St. Louis, then Cincinnati, then Milwaukee, than Chicago.
Wow. But that doesn't count the Chris Bryant trade that's coming up, so we don't know really who the personnel are going to be.
You think they're not going to? Well, Chris Bryant's going to play for us this year. But, right? Right,
well, they could still trade him.
I guess so, huh? I don't know why they bother to play these games. Clearly, it's been determined what the outcome of the games are going to be. They say the Yankees could win 103 games. That's their prediction. 103 wins for the AL East winners. And the Detroit Tigers will lose 108. That's tough. 103 wins for the Yankees, 108 losses for the Tigers, said the USA Today today. By the way, 12 Angry Men, according to one of our listeners, John, requires an attention span. So I guess that's why I didn't appreciate it, and maybe that's it. I tell you what, it's difficult for me to lock in on a show, but I think my point is still valid, that movie making has so changed over the years that when you watch old movies now, they look like plays, you know, very dramatic, very stagey and stodgy.
Plus they talk in their transatlantic speakies, you know, really I am, darling. You know?
I never understood that because those are American citizens with yes. not British accents, but once upon a time, they would affect that for movies, and people would go and watch them thinking that made, I don't know what they were thinking.
Yeah. Also, the thing that boggles my mind is how come they sounded so, like their tone sounded so different, and they always talk like this.
Very monotone and straightforward.
Yeah. What was up with that? Whose idea was that?
I have no idea.
Mary, you do a pretty good version of that. Will you give us a little more, please?
No. Well, you know what? I do voiceover work on the side, and sometimes they call for transatlantic speak.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, oh, man.
Well, do you have some copy in front of you?
No,
can you
I
do it
not.
In your transatlantic
no,
speech?
No,
I'd
I'll
have
bring
to
something in.
Oh, I'm curious now. I want to hear it.
I can't do it. You have to really practice,
well, I think
but you have to enunciate
it's darling,
the T's.
Darling, darling, you look
darling.
Magnificent today.
Yes, it's all
oh,
like
darling.
That. And the T's have to be really enunciated.
And all, you know, and these are people from Iowa that are
yeah.
both starring in
like
and
Catherine
watching
Hepburn,
the movies.
You know, or whoever is speaking, and that's how they spoke. It's
tip
called
of the tongue, tooth, the lips.
Nicely
transatlantic,
done.
Yeah.
The movie is playing at the Pritzker Library February 22nd, 12:45, in the Great Auditorium for only $5. I presume they mean Spartacus. Well, that might be the way to go see it, you know, like it was originally intended to be seen. There was one other thing that I was going to mention here about, oh yeah, so the News Click, is the new News Click up? So yesterday we asked you about Nancy Pelosi tearing up the President's State of the Union address, and 61% of you said that she should not have done that. 39% of you said, no, that was a perfect commentary by the Speaker of the House. The new News Click asks you about Rush Limbaugh receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom. A couple of texts about that, because we looked at people who have received the Medal of Freedom over the years, and some of them are at least controversial now if they weren't at the time they got it. For instance, Bill Cosby might not have received the Presidential Medal of Freedom today. Certainly he would not have, but he did then. And Barack Obama said there's no precedent for rescinding it, so he would not. Donald Trump has not commented on that either. So Bill Cosby is a recipient. Somebody said, did Ted Kennedy deserve the Presidential Medal of Freedom? You know, deserve is a funny word. I mean, that one doesn't jump. Frankly, none of these jump out at me as glaringly controversial as the Rush Limbaugh one. And that doesn't mean that he and the president aren't of a like mind, and it's not within the president's right to give it to him. You get to do that. When you look at the list, it is kind of an odd collection of Americana. And I'm not saying any of them do or don't deserve it. I'm just saying the Presidential Medal of Freedom doesn't just go to, you know, Jonas Salk or some great literary or scientific person. It goes to Elvis. It goes to Oprah. It goes to Gloria Estefan and Tiger Woods and Joe Biden, Kirk Douglas. Henry Ford, by today's standards, would be a very controversial recipient. Henry Ford has it. Sam Walton has it. Three people in radio have it. Three. How are we doing on this? I'll let you think about that for just a second. What are you looking at, Producer Olive?
I have the results to today's News Click. And,
oh, so far, anyway, yeah.
Yeah, so Rush Limbaugh is the most recent recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and your options were good, he deserves it, or bad, he doesn't deserve it. Good, he deserves it, got 16%, and bad, he doesn't deserve it, got 84%.
You can change the needle on that if you go to WGNradio.com on the John Williams page or on my Facebook page. I'm WGN King John. Paul Harvey, Rush Limbaugh, and Lowell Thomas are the three radio recipients of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Our news click, our daily web poll question, you can find it on my page at WGNradio.com. I'm John Williams, or on Facebook, WGN King John is asking about Rush Limbaugh getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Somebody texted in and said, "You're not actually equating Bill Cosby with Rush Limbaugh, are you?" I'm absolutely not. I was simply noting some people who controversially have received the award over the years. Bill Cosby's an example, and clearly Rush Limbaugh's an example, but for quite different reasons. And then somebody else texted in this meme that's out there, and it shows the Medal of Freedom by Barack Obama being awarded to Bill Clinton, to Bill Cosby, to Harvey Weinstein, to Anthony Weiner. And it's making comments about that. Anthony Weiner and Harvey Weinstein have not received the Medal of Freedom. It's 11:09. We're waiting for the president to speak. I'm looking at the closed doors at the White House. Is that where I'm looking at, Steve?
Yeah, it's the White House. They're starting the talk up, so I think we're getting fairly close. You know, the other thing, when you consider the medal awarding, it should be what's known at the time, right? I mean, so no one would ever award Bill Cosby the medal now.
I don't know that Henry Ford would get it now, et cetera, et cetera. No.
What did Henry Ford do?
Oh, I think he was known as anti-Semitic, and by today's standards, I think it might not pass the test. Henry Ford, did he not famously have a gift from Adolf Hitler on his desk
really?
Or something like that?
I did not know that.
Producer Olive, you're going to have to Google that. We're live on the radio now, so I want to make sure. But my estimated probability on that is 71%, which is high for me. Hitler, Ford, Semitic, Google. Just see what you can find for me on that.
So we're waiting for President Trump. He was to make a statement at 11 o'clock, but we've already heard from him today. He spoke at the National Prayer Breakfast and used that occasion to go after his critics, or the people who pushed the impeachment against him. So I sort of got an idea of what he might say. We'll see. It was done in a sort of sedate tone. I probably have the same sort of somber manner here.
Yeah.
But this is sort of his official response to the whole thing.
It was definitely hushed, and the reaction from some of the press was that the reaction in the crowd was a little surprised to hear him go after, say, a Mitt Romney at the National Prayer Breakfast. He does get maybe a more appropriate venue here. He can say whatever he wants at this White House announcement.
He made a comment about he doesn't like it when people say that they're praying for them when they clearly aren't. And Nancy Pelosi was like sitting four seats down.
And we were talking earlier in the week about the fact that two Chicago hotels were named among the country's top three. Here's the headline from the Tribune. Chicago's home of two of the country's top three hotels. Pardon me. So, let's see. Number one is the Peninsula, the Langham, and Hawaii's Four Season Resort Lanai. How does that sound? So we asked somebody from Langham to come over and just tell us what you get over there. When we were talking about this the other day, what's the nicest treatment you ever had in a hotel? It was kind of fun. And I don't know if this is true. I mean, maybe you just pay extra for this. But they said that when you go to one of these hotels, this was the experience from one of our listeners. Let me see if I got it here. You check in, you give them your bags, and by the time you get up to your room, your bags are there, unpacked, and steamed. It must take you a very long time to get there.
Elevators are out, ma'am. You're going to have to take the stairs. Steamed?
Now, what if you don't want anything steamed?
Why are you guys looking on the dark side? This is a lovely thing.
But I don't want them looking at my underwear and steaming my underwear.
I'm going to take that soundbite and play it against you someday, Mary.
Have you ever had your underwear steamed? Maybe
no.
You'd like it.
I don't know.
I'm not going to play this game. John, my son got married at the Chicago Waldorf Astoria in October. Fanciest hotel we'll ever stay at. I have no idea of the cost, but it was stunning. We checked into the Ritz in California years ago. We had a black tie dinner the first night. As we went down the hall to the venue, someone we passed said to us, "You're looking especially nice this evening, Mr. and Mrs. O'Connor." I don't even know if they memorized everyone at check-in or what, but we were amazed. I noticed that on the cruise ships. Brenda and I travel a lot with Kelly Cruises, kellycruises.com. We're going in October. We hope you can come with us. But when you're walking down the hall, they'll say, hello, Mr. Williams. Hello, Mrs. Williams. And we just got on board. And, you know, they turn those ships over every week. When you're getting off, somebody else is getting on. When this is the thing that I think is just great about a nice hotel or a ship is the level of service. And I don't know how they get and train and convince these people to all behave the way they do, because it's really exceptional. The Langham Hotel used to be the IBM building. Actually, John, at Martini at Travailed, and I believe that's the restaurant at one of these places. Which one is that at, Olive? Did you mention that? Travailed is either at the Peninsula or Langham. A martini there costs $24. Langham starts at $425 a night, John. That's New York prices for basic service hotel. Love to hear why it's a cut above the rest.